You see, we have prepared the lucky red envelopes for all of you. In case for the foreigners, it is according to the Oriental tradition that the first days of the new year, the elder...
Oh, elder. ...should give some kind of lucky symbol, you know.
For the younger generation, yes. So in China or in Vietnam, we give the children red envelopes with some money inside, just a symbol of luck, you know, for the new year. But since I have too many children, the money has to be kind of diminutive. Normally when we give to the children, we give a little bit more, you know, generously for the new year. But these are all very wise and old children. So all they need is wisdom, not the money. I have told Tong to prepare it, but I don't know. She's a financial minister, so the budget is always her most concern. If I put, I would probably put a little bit more, but for her, symbolic is symbolic. No, $1. I just asked her, therefore I know that, well, that's pretty cute. How many did you prepare? Can I take more or just one? Huh? Just one, really? Oh, God. So what I say really came true. Only one for one. Well, never mind. You also have to understand that, yeah, we are not in our quarter, and nobody works with her. Not too many team members until the last days before the retreat. But she has to work with very limited manpower, a few, yeah? So we cannot always prepare many things the way we would or could do in our own quarter, yeah? But I hope you enjoy and you are satisfied with whatever we can offer, because our reward is not always material, right? Yeah. It is spiritual. I hope tomorrow I can uncover my face so you can have a look at my original beauty. It will be better tomorrow. The swelling has already gone down 80%. So tomorrow I think you can look at me without fainting, without collapsing. Okay, now, anything else I can do for you? Normally you have eaten?
Yes.
Okay. Everything taken care of? Well, tomorrow we will have a very swell... Not swollen, a swell party, you know, perhaps with my little swollen face. But I hope you will enjoy, yeah? Actually, on such a occasion, it will not be here. You know, all of you know? You know where it is, here?
Yeah?
Okay, tomorrow they take you anyhow, right? Huh? Take a bus? Take people there? Or in the morning? Or tonight? No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
right? How can we take care? So is enough time? Okay. So tomorrow after meditation, 你先跟他们讲几点要结束等等，他们要准备一下，准备心哈。 Tomorrow after they finish meditation time, you probably will be informed and transported in time, sometime in the afternoon. Huh? Right? Sometime in the afternoon to the party place. And of course you wear your best suit. Okay. Do you have?
Yes,
oh, they told you?
Yes.
I thought you have magical powers. You just go like this and then... This time, no mud, huh? No mud. Yes, so you might look better than last time even. So anyhow, the party is not that important, you know, to us, the practitioners. But it is important for the world. And also, maybe it's also important to us sometimes in the sense that we have a change of environment, a little bit of change in our program, and that's refreshing to the mind a little, so that whenever we have to attend group meditation or retreat, he will not rebel and say, no, no, you stay home and, you know, go out with girlfriends instead. Yes. So it's okay to have an occasional treat, you know, for the body and the mind, and that to make us feel more relaxed and more, not too much pressure, you know, like every day just meditate, 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 da, 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 and nothing else. And sometimes the mind will break, you know, break. And it's a good instrument. We cannot afford to have it broken down. Mm. So tomorrow, as usual, you know, it's just like maybe in Hawaii, we will have some ceremony and some kind of official proclamation or awards going on. And all this is not important to us, as you know very well, and also not important to me, yes, especially. But it is important in a sense that perhaps our endeavor, our good work, our goodwill have been recognized by the world people at large. And therefore, it will benefit the world more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For in the future, wherever we go, our presence, our reputation, we help the world people to come to us with more open mind, more faith, and more willingness to let us help them. And in that sense, it is very important. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, the rest I let you know tomorrow for surprise. I don't disclose everything to you because I will steal the performance then. Okay? The rest you know tomorrow. All right? So the most important is, just as last time, in case you have not attended the Hawaii official banquet, I would remind you, in case I don't see you tomorrow morning, I perhaps be busy or recuperating, that we behave gentlemanly, nice dress and decent manner and sweet talk, you know, soft manner, you know what I mean? Like last time, or like every time, like the first time and the last time that we could ever be nice anywhere on earth. We are good guests on this planet, yeah? And so that we add more to the beautiful and loving atmosphere of the ceremony and make a deeper impression on our fellow practitioners and the brothers and sisters of other faith, or no faith, or self-faith, so that we can work together better, you know, now and in the future, in harmony, to serve this world, to serve the people who need our help. Okay, that's it. If you have to fight with each other, close the door and finish it and then come out smiling. Okay. So So far, so good, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. I am mostly very pleased with you. Mm. Except for one or two who are bombing us occasionally, now and again, yesterday and the day before. The rest of you are having a good time. I mean, feeling good inside, feeling spiritually uplifted and benefited from this occasional retreat. And that's what the retreat is for, you know. And then the more we do the retreat, the more we become habitual with this kind of retreat atmosphere. And then we draw inward. Most of the time, we are mixing with other people who are not in the same level of understanding like we are, yeah? So the retreat is not only for that occasion, but it's for all time, so that we remember to withdraw ourselves, to retreat within ourselves while interrelating with other people. Not that we are cold and cut off from everybody, but we concentrate within, you know, while dealing without. And so therefore bringing this inside happiness, inner bliss into the relationship, you know, whomever we are related with, we will, because of our going inside, within, withdrawing inside, we can share this bliss from inside. Therefore, the people who come to us, they will feel also happy and at ease with us. That is the true retreat. It's not only the 3 days, 7 days or 4 days that we are together. And that you know, and I have spoken perhaps many times, but you need to eat again and again, perhaps the same food, in order to grow in different dimensions. Hmm? So I guess, what time we finish the meditation? 9? 9, huh? 10? Alright, if you want, I meditate with you for a while, and then I will leave. So close the light and close the eyes. Yes. We meditate together, okay? And I have to thank you for the last time that, not last time, but last time today, for your trust and your love and your sincerity and your endeavor to work for yourself. The best gift you can give to me anytime is that you are happy with your meditation and you progress inside, outside, and you become a better person. Every time I hear that you become better, you feel better, you appreciate your life better now, every time I receive a big gift of my life.
谢谢。新年快乐。那么如果现在不来就算了哈，会罚那些油。不要会嘛，会太慢。
因为我整个世界只有他一个人，不敢多注意啊。哎，一个人你太太了，他在哪里？有灵了吗？
有啊。
都灵了吗？灵了，我叫他都灵了。
真的？
啊，太棒了。
哎，他们怎么现在做什么了？叫他们先进来，那些赶快出去。好，出去了。OK啊，哎，你们是工作人员，胆子很小，是不是？
是。
好，现在可以在那边做一个角落，做你的产业啊。
谢谢，谢谢。
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.